Every year.
This man over there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He wants 3 or 4 loads next week.
I just go put D&D grower, B&D farm.
Yeah, DW farm.
DW?
Something or another. WD or DW.
DW farm.
DW farm, that's right. Chick, we got to get this knot over here before the other man get out on the other side.
Last year, he loaded at my house. Up at my house last year, I ain't never seen so many trucks in my life. Scared to go to sleep, afraid somebody robbed me, think I had money, and I didn't have a dime.
It's nice to have more trucks than melons, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't get no trucks. Truck channel over the last several years, and you know, I don't know what happened to them. They quit hauling watermelons, you know. A lot of them just can't get no trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finding more than what you had. That's the way it happens.
It's hard on you when there's more produce than there's man for.
Mm-hmm.
You all live up at Winter.
Yes.
I just been through Wednesday. I don't know. Don't guess I know anybody up there.
I've been there ever since I've been married.
Mm-hmm. And been raising melons a good while.
Yeah. He used to be in a wholesale fish business, but he quit that and went raising watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't say how long. She just said you'd been in it a long time.
I'll be 69. I was 69 years old the 30th of May.
It's getting about dump time, ain't it?
Yeah. Just got broke in.
I don't think so. I think I've been broke
hey,
in.
He makes out like you eat a lot of dinner today, but
I did.
You don't deny it, there.
Yeah, I sure did. I hadn't had
well,
no
well, I tell you, I loaded
days.
Up pretty well myself.
I tell you, them chicken bones didn't go very far.
I heard you tell them boys I ought to got some of them bones left on the meat.
How them boys got that meat out of them bones? I sure know. I got it. It wasn't out of the bones. But that woman went back and emptied the pot in there, and then I found a little meat.
Oh, you went back and...
She emptied the pot, went back and emptied the pot. I said, I wonder who got the meat off all these bones. Didn't you?
Yeah,
you
must have got a gallon. He got to stand
there
with them women down there, don't he?
I said, but darn it, somebody didn't eat all the meat off of these bones and put them back.
You told them boys you only got some of them bones and the chicken. You know, all the chicken.
You put my pies back today?
Yes, I put my inbox.
Yeah, I don't know where
you're going. I take care of
you. I used to weigh 275 pounds.
275?
How
much
you weigh now?
200.
200? Yeah.
Well,
you tall.
I weigh 15 pounds more than you do. 215. I used to weigh 275. I lost it over a period of about 25 years. I've been a diabetic for 35 years.
35?
About 35.
Well, you learn to live with it.
Yeah. Pretty hard to do, too.
You don't eat salt?
Oh, yeah. I eat pretty well. I get off sometimes. The sugar gets a little high. I eat more than things I shouldn't eat. I put it that way. I take insulin for 6 years and then I quit and went taking the pill. And they got them kind got to where they didn't do them good and they made a new kind. I don't take but 2 of them a day.
Uh-huh.
No, they'll find something else maybe. It'll be time for me to go anyhow by then, I expect.
About 7 years ago. About 7 years ago, I raised the food about here.
I guess it's been 15 years ago, 10 or 15. If I had to quit work, I wouldn't live long.
Yeah.
I like to work. I like to do something all the time. All I want is about 10 hours, 8 or 9 hours rest at night. Now I can pretty well make the day doing something or another.
These long days, I ain't ready to sit down to end them.
I think enough to sleep. I'm going to sleep, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, when I got to sleep. Yeah. If I don't get some rest, I ain't no good. I can't go. My feet bothered me. Hurt me so bad.
That's been my weakest spot.
Hurt me so
is
bad.
Right?
Sometimes it's like a toothache.
Right on the bottom of my
foot. Harder the weather get, the worse they hurt, don't they?
Right on the ball of my foot.
Yeah,
like
and it ain't hard either.
Is that right?
The shoe. I've tried a whole kind. I bet I got... I picked out. She threw away a box full the other day, and I bet I got 10 pair now. I just can't find one I can wear. these are about the best that I've found.
Well, I went and got me a new pair of boots the other day, and said, I want you to throw that thing to wear or get rid of them. I paint
yeah.
in them and do everything.
But these, I saw
that
sole
wearing good.
And it's light. The shoe is light.
Yeah.
It's soft inside and outside. And I can wear them better than these. You can't go with the looks of anything anymore.
No, them old boots there just now getting right. Well, they feel good on my
foot. Yeah, they get worn. Well,
yeah.
You fit. My left one, I got it ground up in a fella she had in a boat one time. And I run this left one over. The left one runs over on me, the heel. Huh. That thing wrapped my bushy leg up around that shaft, you know, tore it all right there. I jumped up and stood up on it, you know.
Oh, man.
Went right around that shaft. I used to sing, pull sings with motorboats, see, back in them days, and we had them set screws, you know, and we didn't have them boxed in on them propeller shafts.
Oh,
Father,
yeah. He got a grove out close to us, and he does all of his grove work and everything. He happened to the darnest thing out in his grove here a while back that I ever seen. He has a dust in his grove, and the dust got clogged up somewhere now. He was in there fooling with that thing, and his glove got hung up in that thing, and it was pulling him right on up in there. Got his thumb.
Yeah.
And it was running so slow, but he couldn't get loose from it, and it just carried him on up in there. And he out with his pocket knife and whacked that thumb off right there. Yes, sir, he done it. And taking a string out of his boot and corded his arm and went and drove his car to the hospital.
Yeah.
I know an old nigga one time, way back on, just know of him. His son, now, at 80 some
years
old.
He sliced that thumb off right there.
The old nigga been dead about 30 years, I imagine.
Nobody there to help him.
Back
get
then,
in
you
there,
know,
right?
They caught rabbits and eat turtles and other things,
right,
go with everything they could get, you know. A dog run a rabbit in an old hollow tree, laying down at the hollow. And he could see the rabbit up in there. He take a stick and put it up in there, the rabbit wasn't about that fur in there, see? And he run his hand there to get him, one of these old cotton mouth markers,
yeah,
and bit him on
yeah,
the thumb.
Yeah.
And he laid his thumb up on top of a stump and cut it off with the axe.
Right.
Sure did. He done that. He was just smooth cut off as you ever saw.
I don't know what I could have done it enough.
I think that was a good idea, too, because he was a cotton mouth, and that would have probably got him.
Yeah.
But he run his hand up in that old hollow to get that rabbit, and that cotton mouth marker bit him on the thumb.
Yeah.
And he had an axe, see? He laid that thumb right up on the axe and chopped it right off with the axe.
Yeah.
Just as smooth as you ever saw, right across there.
Huh?
He laid his thumb up on the stump.
Right away.
Right then.
Yeah.
He had an axe.
He laid up on that, he had an axe with him. He's a rabbit hunting, that's what he was doing.
He didn't wait to kill that copperhead, that
cotton
mouth.
Oh, no, he cut that thumb off.
Well, that poison got up there.
Yeah.
And he did, that's all the poison what he had. Didn't make it sick and nutty, that stump. Got right off it, I can remember it. Straight across that, it looked like it may have been a little further, but when he got through suspicion, it's probably that about that joint, see.
Well, they had to trim, I imagine, something, but this fella's thumb looked like he just like that.
Huh. That's the way that was. He ran up in the log,
he
ran something
on
way
joint,
back
yeah.
years ago, old man.
And
rabbits and stuff of that kind, what you had to go for game, you know, something to eat. He stuck a stick up in the hollow log, the dog had a little rabbit's feet, and he stuck a stick up there by that point. So he just rammed his hand up there to get the rabbit, and he caught my mark and bit him on the thumb.
He just
put his marks now on the thumb, you know, and he come loose on him. He stopped right there, and he just reached and got the axe and cut his thumb right off. I'll catch a whole little piece of cloth or something or another. I happened to think right quick, you know, and I stood up on my foot, you know, and run that pretty leg off, right?
Yeah, it's
beat my beat my ankle for two or three times when he got the breech leg around, and then it didn't hurt it no more, see? Because it winded all up because it was a big buck of salt breech leg going around all the time. I had those three legs that liked to rent.
I was born when they was tracking on it, and that car, I think I left the shield off of it. They caught a loose thread here on with a pair of old dungarees I had on, and it, damn it, tore them dungarees plumb off of them.
Yeah.
Damn boy, it tore them off of them and then beat my ass. No kidding, I was out there mowing out there in the front there, on the filling station across the road with me.
I jumped out
and
on the truck.
Damn boy, that thing snapped my pants off just like that. And damn boy,
the trouble is, it gets you off balance, you see, and it goes quick, you can't get your stand.
Well, see, I was standing astride, on my seat, and the seat went out from my leg.
That's the way I was on my board. I was falling very well. With that thing, you know.
Because I catched up, and I was holding on the steering wheel.
It was
on the old case, track LA case, the way it was. And I was in a position where it couldn't very well knock me off balance.
Because
I had that, the seat went right through my leg, and I was standing up. And I was standing with my legs out like that, too. But it yanked my pants on you. Boy, it yanked them off the right now.
If you use today or tomorrow, it's as good as there, and you can find on that truck.
Well, what done that,
Mr. Dry weather. Caused a shrag to set up in the bottom of it.
What's that?
Well, a shrag. It's a disease. The melon got big. Didn't get enough water to take care of it.
Yeah.
And if you get ripe, if it would get... If, that,
you
that's
put it in a pack. If you put it in a pack, now he'll keep eating right on in.
Uh-huh.
Get hot.
If you do what?
You put it in that truck.
It'll
sour right quick.
Like a candy.
But you can take it out and put it in a ice box or refrigerator, it'll last 4 or 5 days yet.
Yeah.
The heat'll spread it.
Heat or either water?
Heat or water, either one will spread it.
Either one I'm gonna spread it.
Well, there's another one sitting big number on that truck there just like that.
Well,
I took one up the house while ago. You remember that and I pulled off the truck?
Thank you, off that tree.
Yeah. You remember that I took it the house while ago?
Yeah.
It was just like that.
You didn't cut it?
No, I didn't cut it.
My house is great.
Yeah? That night you drop here, but another cloud, looking at the cloud, Johnny, you don't know when it might come if you drop so.
That's right, but it rained a few drops up there.
But it hadn't rained in here yet.
Uh-huh.
And I had to put some clothes out. I had to go out there and take them in.
Well, what we gonna do then? Pull out and back in again?
I don't care. As long as it gets out of my hole here, I don't care where it goes. In.
Well, then this needs to be put back over there and put the one that's going out first over here.
All right, he's
got to move first. And he can go right on. He'll be ready to load it.
That's the biggest bunch of melons I've seen.
Sir?
Biggest melons I've seen.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty melons.
I haven't seen many, but I've seen some.
The field we came from, they were bigger than this here.
Where was that?
Across the highway. Over on Windsor Road.
No, I don't know about that. Whose was that?
Dick's melon.
Oh, same color?
Yeah.
I'm not going home.
Goodness me. Now, I see my little bit of money. Come on.
Oh,
that is loaded.
Well, you ready to go?
Yeah, you ready to go. This guy. He's going to pull up in here. We got to move this truck out the way.
Yeah, he's gonna have to slow that down. Thought he told me 2 or 3 days ago for the day.
Okay, well I'm
gonna show how to load that. They're gonna have to try to get this out. And he wants to load like this. He said you ain't got nothing else. You have to load this thing.
Okay.
Gonna put it under the hill.
No, he said we're gonna put this Mack in.
We
don't
look with it. Huh?
I can't load it, but
we're gonna load it with this damn thing we got to load it with. Bigger
than
little one,
or
what
have you? I'm going to
fix
it.
About 28 on everything.
What about who's going to scale
out
for me?
I'm going to little one, that's what I can do. All right, man, that's good.
All right.
That's what he takes for the morning. Now, I've been sold for 3 days.
Huh?
Anybody go to the scale house with me, Mr. Wilkinson?
Yeah, I'm coming back, and but it'll be a little while before I come back.
You're going to get your scale, so you'll get two or three tickets.
Yes. You think so?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you get a...
32 pounds of butters out here in this field.
Something about carrying them the orange hearts.
Damn, I don't know what
we just left over there.
You did. You see Mr. Horn?
We was talking, I reckon he was talking to your brother, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he didn't have no kickback.
Well, we're sending a bunch of stuff over there. He's supposed to go over there, but we're supposed to wait till he comes back.
Now that might be what he's sending to us, anyway.
Why don't you wait till he comes back?
That might be.
Because he was going to try, we got a part of a load of stripes over there, about 600, or 23 or 4 or 5 pounds, something like that. Part of a load, and he's going to try to finish it out with these things here, if we could. Maybe what you want. We got a load of number one stripes over there for about 600.
They just, we want the tub.
Well, maybe we could get away. You just have to wait and see him. Yeah. Thought he may be going to try to pack that on out. I don't know. But he said he'd be back in a little while. Didn't he say he'd be back in a little while?
Mr. Horn?
Yeah. I think
he went on over to Melrose from here,
didn't
he?
Orange
Eyes. I mean Orange Eyes.
Yeah, he's going. One of the tractor man had got there and left a piggyback before you left.
I think he's on his way with it. We met him on his way.
Well, he's going to take that on the scales and weigh it. He's going to take it on the scales and weigh it, and then come back on and get them other two of supposed to carry him over to Orange Heights and run them. Now, where he comes back here before he does it, or not, I don't know.
Now, all the help is gone over there. All that.
How big is your truck? What I'm in hot water. I don't know which way. I don't know what he wants to do, but we had a hold of him.
I'll tell you the truth. I just been over there to see the watermelon.
You did?
That is the biggest operation I ever saw out in the country.
It is.
Why? Yeah.
Well, Miss Dodd called Marvin and wanted Marvin to go over there and watch him in that way. But I told Marvin I said that was good. I think it's Miss Dodd's place to do that.
Yeah, I believe it's there.
Yeah. That would cause confusion between Marvin and Dick, and Marvin hadn't got anything to do with it. So I told Marvin, I knew she was going to call him because she done told me she was. I told Marvin, I said, no, you can't do that. Come on in.
Yeah, well, thank you.
A little while ago, we went over there to see what the bulldozing man was doing. He was supposed to start the burning today, but he won't.
Hadn't got around to it yet?
No. He won't before next week. He says he can start next week.
Maybe it don't rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
Well, Marvin got started, and we had companies come in from Cross City, and they just left. That had stopped my cousin. He'd been over in Vietnam.
Oh.
And just got back. He's been over there at work. And he come home. I don't know whether he was going back on furlough or not. I mean, back to work or not.
Well, he wasn't in the Army. He just had a job over there.
No, he just went over there to work. He picking up that heavy equipment. And he's home. I don't know. He said he didn't know whether he'd go back or not. But he's on over to see.
Heavy equipment.
He's been working, keeping up that heavy equipment.
I guess there's a big demand for something.
Yeah, my brother was supposed to go, but he's a little bit too old. They wouldn't take him.
Oh.
He'd have to have a birth certificate. They said he was a little bit too old. Oh, yeah, we need rain. We sure do. It wouldn't hurt us a bit. I'd be glad to see a rain. We need it badly.
Ms. Guthrie, how much pasture do you all have? You all have a whole lot of pasture, I know.
You mean in all? Just our field or what we got rented?
Oh, you got some rented, too.
Here in our field, I figure we got about, counting that out, Chandra, I would say about 60 acres, don't you? I wouldn't know. Martin would tell you more about that than I do.
Now, that over across there, that's, you got that rented, or is that
just that, that don't belong to us. On the other side of the fence where the water mines is, that's Tobin's. And that field back yonder is Tobin's. I think we own 75 and a half acres here.
And then you own that down on the Toys Cross Street?
That's right. We own 155 acres.
And that's what you're clearing up
that's
now?
Right.
Or is some of it is?
Some of it.
Uh-huh.
We got some of it, part of it, in pasture grass. But we're trying to get some more in there.
Uh-huh.
Don't look like we're going to get it planted this year the way the man's are doing.
Well, it's just...
talked to that man this morning. The county agent called him about that brucellosis test, and it's not as bad as people say it is. It's bad enough, but it's not as bad as people pointed out to us that it was.
It's hot out there, you know?
I guess it does.
And push that more, it would get hot.
Yeah. Don't stop. I just stopped talking to this guy. I didn't think she's mowing or anything.
No, I'm not mowing.
I need a breather. it has been needing to do for a long time. Well, I say a long time. No, it hasn't, because it just started since it started raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been overlooking it for long.
Oh, yeah. About working, I just... what I seen was just stand up looking. I guess that was boss man.
Yeah, it takes a lot of boss man. But now they're loading three of them big semis at a time over there. And they're getting the melons.
Yeah. They're getting them.
They're the biggest melons I've
seen. They're getting them too. They're
not that big.
No, they're not as big as those.
Freddie's wife told Marvin, I'm afraid to tell it though. Because Freddie told Marvin the other day they jumped from 2.5 to 3.5 cents. And I called Miss Dawn, and she liked to have them, and she called Mr. Don, and Mr. Don, he come by there to see Freddie's daddy, and he said that they hadn't, but Freddie's wife told Marvin a while ago that they had jumped
no,
up
love.
Some.
I was scared to ask her how much, if she would have said 3 or 4 cents, I'd have told somebody else, and then they would have found out they weren't but 2.5. And,
yeah.
I don't know how come Freddie to tell
I don't
Marvin.
I think Freddie was just... Old Woody Coleman over there's got him down pretty good. He says, Freddie likes to dream. He wish he was that. And then he dreams so hard that he wish it was that till he'll say to that.
Yeah, stop believing it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty true about Freddie. Yeah, that sounds pretty true about Freddie.
But she told
Marvin,
they
were going up. Yeah, she told
Who is that?
Say, I'm at Freddy's wife.
Miss Sue, yes, I know Sue.
I wish they would go up.
I do too. I like to see people.
Wish they could get 5 cents a pound for them.
I just love for my neighbors to make a little money. It looks like all the people I know are the ones that don't seem to. Price don't hit when they've got to
say. Well, there's one thing about it. If neighbors can make some money, I won't starve to death because I can go to see them.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I just don't know about that. I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah, I can go see some of them. That's been us all the year.
Yeah. And,
you know, last year we had the biggest expense. We sold $2,800 worth of land last July.
Land?
We sold some. It was worthless to us.
It was a swamp in there. It's just mud and water.
You might say it.
You couldn't even get in it. It call it, what kind of a gator bait?
Goose pond.
Goose pond.
But it just suits these people to wait 20 and 30 years on a pine tree to grow something like that. Well, that's all right for people like that. But us, we need cow pasture, and it was just worthless.
And we had sold a Pembroke of it.
Yeah, we sold what Pembroke was.
We sold $2,800 worth of land last July.
Land?
you can stay that one step ahead of them, you all right, but you got to stay a step ahead of them.
Well, how does a man ever get like that?
He won't let you
well,
make
Well, I don't
nothing
think they get that way. I think it's born in them.
Yeah. You think it's born in them?
I think it's just born in them.
Yeah. Well, I know a horse. Seem like they get mean sometimes. Not a thing you can do about it.
You take the... I don't say that Dick will steal. I don't think he's stealing something more, but I think he'll beat you on every turn that you make if you don't watch it.
Well, that's just another way of putting it. Well, now, let me tell you the...
You got to have your mind already made up for
you.
Do you
know the Richardson's over here?
Oh, I sure. They all around me.
Well, they got the cattle, haven't they?
They got cattle.
And they bought cattle.
Yeah. See, I guess they buy on the market up here, don't they?
A lot of those goes in those feedlots that bought cattle. And then they buy lots of brooders.
Oh, do they? They don't raise all their brood cattle.
I believe just about all those over there in front of Mr. Geiger's over there, I think that's a bunch that they have bought someplace.
Oh.
I will know a whole lot about their business. Because there's only three of them, and one knows about as much about the other business as he does, and outside that, well, that's it.
Yeah. I know when I first come down there.
$15 a year to hike onto a Cypress Street. $15 a year, and year before last, I sent Marvin down there with me. They wouldn't accept it. They said no, they had to have more money. It's worth more than that. And so I never have been back. So I just went and got me some posts and some wire and I fenced them out.
Now what is that, Miss?
We paid them $15 a year to tack onto a Cypress Tree down there at the bridge.
We'll set some barbed wire. You know where it's
to keep the cows off of the
well,
highway.
I'll tell you how you can tell. You go that way. You go in the real estate, look on the left, you see where
and
I
that
got a new fence.
And that
runs
on for years and years and years.
I don't know if
you've
noticed that or not.
Yeah.
All right. After you get on the field, about halfway across the field, you look on the left and you'll see where I went south with a new fence. All right. You can figure from there to the bridge belongs to them. And most of the time it's underwater. It's not now because this is special dry season. And the
but
cattle
no grazing at all
didn't
out
go
there.
Out there too much.
Just one little hole.
And so to fasten on, we couldn't fasten at the bridge, right at the bridge. So close to the bridge, it was a circus. I said, we need to fasten on here. So I went to see them and asked them what they would lease it to us for. And they said $15, so we paid it. And we paid that for several years.
Oh, Marvin?
And then, the year before last, Ms. Guthrie
I'm learning.
Sent me down there to pay them, and I went down there to pay Mark. Well, they split the property up a little bit. So Mark owns that down there. And Mark says, I think we'll have to have a little more money. So I told him that. I said, well, I don't think it's worth it anymore. But I said, no, I can't say I'll give you any more, and I say I won't. I can't say I won't because it's Mr. and Ms. Guthrie. Because I can go back and take it up with them, and if they say yes, well, I'll be back. And if they say no, well, there ain't no need to come back, so I just didn't go back.
Well, I can show you receipt. That's the receipt.
Yeah,
I paid $15 just
to
mail on to
the
Cypress Street.
Mail
on. I never heard that.
And when I went to the container, I sent for Mr. Grubbs to come out here. I wanted to tell him what I wanted to do, and he went in the air. He said, gee, gosh. He said, you was paying them $10 an acre, according to what you pay us.
So it cost us around $15, or a little bit, maybe I'll say $20, to put that fence out across there. And the cattle haven't come around yet. I don't say they won't, but they haven't. But I don't think they'll come around that any faster than they did that down at the bridge.
And I heard that Mr. Margaret wanted to preach.
What?
That's what I heard.
2 years ago. He studied to be a preacher or something.
Well, studying to be one. And he wanted to make a preacher.
That's right. That's in time past.
Yes, sir. I mean, if he wanted more money, well, that was his business. That was his tree or his little bit of water and land in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly blame him for that, I guess, but that's not no way his neighbor, is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting new ideas here, you know.
But he had wood. Freddie Wood gets up and told me there was no cut. He said that it was perfectly all right for their cows to get over in their field. But said if one of their cows got in wood, and the Richardson brothers, they had to get him out right there.
Right then?
Right then.
I don't know. I guess I'll pay for some of that, Mommy.
Well, I don't know. Oh.
Just sit short, as you said that.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's,
I don't
that's
care if they know
that,
I said it, because it's true. I can show you receipt after receipt. And tell you down there, and I can show you the little corner they got down there.
Well, the wire's still up down there, you can see. You
and,
can
and
see right from the new fence
off.
To the... to the bridge.
He wouldn't accept
is.
The $15. He wanted more money.
I have a wild duck that nests up there about twice a year, and she comes down with them little ones. From way up yonder, she'll come down with them little ones without hurting them and get them on the ground and take them. There's a pond right across yonder about where you see that big green top pine.
Oh, she nests up there in the
nests
tree?
Up there every year.
Now, how does she
know?
Get them down?
I don't know how in the world she gets them down without hurting them, but she'll come down with a flock of them, maybe 30, 35 of them.
Haven't got the right remedy yet?
I ain't hit on it yet.
Oh.
When I hit on it, you'll get all right. I don't hit you on it.
Give a little, rub it a little bit.
I've got some heat linen in I'm putting on it. The color down south. And folk mile and the Mockley and the Bell. One place
to
study going.
Oh.
They don't pick just 1 or 2 days and have to wait till some more get ready when he gets through one place to go to the next.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Well, I see a lot of people, they come from Leesburg and all around up in here and down there, especially for watermelon season. And they don't just work 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have work every day. Well, used to be time that the contractors could fool people off and they had a work for them to do. But now they have to go to the labor board and everything, and they have to be guaranteed work when they get where they're going, or else they can't carry no one out.
Well, now, I didn't know about that, Joe.
But never, they get where, just like you get a crew from here.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to the labor board. And you can't carry them on a truck, you have to have a bus. To carry them from here on to wherever you're going. You got to have insurance on that bus and everything. And you got to be sure that you have got work there before they let you leave off with the first person. And you got to be guaranteed work every day.
And you got to, they got to go out of the labor board.
Got to go out by the labor board. But they leave, then they carry help from one place to another one.
Mm-hmm.
But now after you get there, some of them, they ain't going to wait, period. They're going to get to the next place. But who's going to ever carry them? They've got to be responsible for them until they get there, at least. They used to go by and see me walking around like that and ask me, do I want to go to such and such place and work? I have to get on and go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
And if you get there, they may not even work.
Might not have nothing to do for the next 3 or 4 weeks alone. Well, I know when I went up on the season, 52, we got there the 21st of June, and we were there about 4 or 5 weeks before we got anything to do. The man just felt sorry, and all of a sudden the beans field and didn't make enough then to buy fall. Picked all they one half of beans. Beans wasn't even ready. Yeah, they had to grade them on the vine.
Right.
Been for the welfare and Salvation Army, there's been a million star ones up there.
Where was that, girl?
The 52 went to Milton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, way up the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought they knew better how to handle things up there.
You ain't got no work, what you gonna do?
I heard there's plenty of work up there.
Yeah, I want to know the way it come in, but Lord, I thought the way it come in. See, the way it's going to come in up there like it do down here.
Later.
Mm-hmm. Everything be going from down here, the way it come in up there.
You go on that way up there by yourself?
I went to other people that were going up.
You know them?
Some of them I know them.
That long trip. Way off from home.
Wasn't a 3 days ride.
What 3 days, yeah. 3 days.
I enjoyed it. I stayed up there very near 2 years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Who uses handkerchiefs now?
All of us.
Use handkerchiefs?
Mm-hmm.
You use handkerchiefs?
Mm-hmm. I was wiping my face.
With a handkerchief?
And blow my nose.
I use old paper towels.
I see I ain't able to buy them. Say, money
to buy them. Anybody go all the way to Pennsylvania and stay for 2 years could buy paper towels.
Oh, my Lord, look how long that's been. That's just 15 years ago. I had the money that's been gone. They'll have bills.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Well, Joe, was it better, things better up there than it was down here after you got started?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, in a way, it's better up there than it is down here. It ain't as much for Judas up the road as it is down here. And people know far better how to treat you up there than they do down here. So far as the work concerned, less than season on work, it's kind of rough up there. Well, if you get on one of those factories or something, you got to be belong to a union and all such as that. But I had after the first season was over, I got a job living in, babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I'd have to be bothering the children is like the mother and them be going off someplace. Other than that, I didn't have anything to do with eating.
That'd get tedious.
Hmm?
That'd get tiresome.
No, eating and sleeping ain't never got tiresome to me. I love eating and sleep.
Not just eating and sleep, though.
I
have a
good job.
I love to eat and sleep for a while. A little while, it'll catch up, sort of.
Mm-hmm. It's off. Oh, what you talking about? When I pulled the plug out, it was off.
And then you can go hungry for a week or two.
Oh, no. I'm going to go over a day or two.
After you get fed up a while, then you don't need to eat for 2 days.
No,
mm-hmm. Every day?
I'll tell me something every day. Somehow
I get mad and evil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd like that housework.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't find the right person to work for. Some people you work for. You can't work in the house and in the field nowhere else. Give me something every day. Somehow I get mad and evil.
Get mad and evil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd like that house very.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't find the right person to work for. Some people you work for, you can't work in the house and in the field nowhere else for. I don't work for them kind.
Right, say Booth.
Well,
you can work anywhere they put you.
You can't work for. I'm telling you what I know.
Say that again, Joe.
I get a house of jungle cleaning my morning.
Get a house?
Get a house of jungle
general cleaning. General
cleaning,
yeah.
And every day then, so about Thursday or Friday, I'll have nothing to do. But fix that one meal and I'll suffer.
Yeah. That kept you there kind of late, didn't it?
This time he'd not be getting ready to go. This time he'd not be getting ready to go home, because if he wasn't there, I'd set the table, lock the door, and go home.
Is that right?
That's right. What tickled me was one night, he came in early. He had to go out someplace. And all this. Anyway, he was going to take a bath. And he called me up and told me, actually, would I stay late that evening? I told him, yes, that's the only thing to do. He was going to take my bath and Reverend Noah. I said, Joe? I said, yes. Go down the door and open the door and let my brother and my sister want in. I said, that old stray cat dog come by. Let it in. You better go open that door if you want your job. I said, let me go open this door and show this man there's a dog or a cat going out here. Open that door and that man scares me. But that big old tall man standing up there. I looked. He said, my brother in. I said, yes, he's not taking a bath. Come on in. You tell my brother I'll be out in a minute. Well, now this man ain't got no brother. He just told me that he ain't got no kinfolk. He come on out. He said, Joe, you can go home, Mom. I morning when I got there, he met me to the door and paid me $20 to go buy something pretty. I didn't have to work that day. The next morning, I didn't have to work. But 2 or 3 days straight, I didn't have to work. Why, well, his brother was doing it. So I asked another old man, he'd always come out and sit down and tease him all the time. I asked him, I'll help him up. I said, what a man mean when he told my his brother, his sister, he ain't got no kinfolk? It's now you're nosing into something you ain't got no business nosing in. I said, well, I want to know. I said, I already told you to know something else. He said, well, I'm going to tell you. He said, that's Mason, an Eastern Star, and you don't know nothing about it, and you ain't got no business in wine about it, so shut up.
He told you, right? Yeah, right.
So when I went back to work, I asked him, Mr. Thomas, he said, how'd you say that man was your brother? He said, it's my brother. He said, now see, he said, when you get where you was my sister, he said, where I meet you at, you was my sister, but you was not my sister now. I said, thank you, I ain't gonna ask you nothing else. I said, well, all they told me would be too lonely. And I shut up my mouth, and I worked there for him a long time. No white lady lived that store time. Oh, she was a nosy old helper. She was standing out in the backyard. She
looking.
Didn't hear this. But one day I told her, you know, Mr. Simon, I don't vote for that lady for you for this time. She said, who was it next to lady? He said, no, he said, I don't catch the people through the head this one day, I'm going to cuss her out. But one Sunday, she's out on knees.
Well, I see you at the kitchen window. You back on the one I called Mr. Simon. Now, come here. I don't get back where she can see you watching her. I still look out the window. So he went in the other room. He could see out the other room down where she was, too. She just parting here, just peeping. On me, just always peeping.
Oh, really?
He doing out there. What the hell are you looking for? Hi, Mr. Sanders. He said, don't come hiding me. What the hell are you looking for? I thought I had dropped something down here in the hedge. You was damn lying. He said, I'm sick every time I look around. Either my maid over there look around. He's peeping over there in the house. What you peeping for? Nothing. He said, next time I catch the peeping, he said, I'm going to have a pie that's throwing the damn thing. And I was let fool him that day.
What's that, Roger?
He told that time he catch the people, he's gonna have a pie that's on the fence. Don't let him move the next day.
He said move.
Well, if you want to do a pie, I can break that for good. None of the rest of the ladies had been there or stayed as long as I did. So another lady down the street told me, she said, I tell you why Josephine said us along. The Josephine turned out to set up for some long.
Yeah.
She don't always be knowing.
Yeah.
So you can ask her something, you know definitely she knows she's still there. I don't know. I ain't heard, I ain't seen.
Yeah. Well, now that's what the fellow told you. There's some things you don't want to know.
Well, some things they're supposed to know.
What did he tell you?
Well, he told me, right? Some things they're supposed to know and some things you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Well, that was something I wasn't supposed to know and I didn't know it was in doing.
He told you what it was and then he told you that's what you weren't supposed to know.
That's right. So now something I haven't
been supposed to know. Brother Joe.
Where was that, Joe?
Out here from Gainesville.
Oh, right here.
Well, out from Gainesville.
Oh,
that
burn.
Out just about the
wall,
though.
Oh, out to the wall.
You have... Old man trickled me. He said, you always know where you got no good shop around.
You have been around. I'm glad of good.
I'm number 42. I'm doing the wall. I stayed on camp. I love to ramble all out in the bushes and things. Well, I went way up the highway. It was about 5 miles out of Ocala, coming this way. That's why I see two things shining. And when I got up top, I reached down and picked them up. There two pretty rings.
Rings?
Well, I carried them on back to the house. So the next day or two, I went up there, I found them 2 months. So I had a friend girl, what's never she had, she'd divide me, and I'd divide with her. So she come out and I showed her the ring. She said, oh, Joe, give me one. I said, no, you take two and I take two. All right. Well, the rings were too big for our little finger. We had them on our thumb and our middle finger. Boy, we strutting down the street. But that big old white man, he looked at us. He walked on up behind us, looked over our shoulder. So he got between us and reached and grabbed our hand. Boy, we went to have a face and no turning. He said, okay, I'll give you. Give them to me. Can you master them? She looked at me and I looked at her. You'll get my rag. Well, Mr. Moorhead, the high sheriff, he happened to see us down there. He come on down here. He said, what's the matter down here? What you doing to baby? As he tried to get our ring. He's turned loose. I know, girl. He said, baby, let me see your ring. He said, you can't have these, honey. He said, tell me where you got them. I said, I found them. He said, well, fine. I said, up the highway. So you carry me shoulder? I said, yeah. So I carried them all up there. And he looked around. He said, okay, so you showed it? I said, yeah, it's right here where I found them at. He said, okay, thank you. He said, I'll probably be talking to you later. I said, well, I can't have my ring. He said, they made some rings, honey, and you can't have them. He said, because the wrong person catch you with them, they'll put you in jail. I ain't going to jail, so I'm going to keep the ring. He said, yes, I'm going to keep it. So about a week or two later, he come around and is laughing. He said, what's Mr. Moorhead out there laughing for? I said, who? She said, Mr. Moorhead. I said, I done laughing. I said, you mean to tell me going crazy? She said, no. So he looked up here at me and looked down at his hand and he laughed. I said, oh, I see you looking for me. I said, I got to go to jail. She said, what you done? I said, oh, I killed a man running the other night. He just found out it was me. He got out and walked upstairs to get in a little. He said, Mr. Moorhead. He said, baby, home? Beth? I was. Mr. Moorhead want you. Moorhead want you. I still be on the national phone shoe. I was going to scream. He said, oh, would you come down to the station and talk with me? I said, what's she up doing now? He said, nothing. He said, no one did me a favor. So he showed me a box about that wide and about that deep and about that long. Four rings. What is food? I said, ooh, he said, those four rings you found came out of that box. I said, the box was out there. He said, yeah, but it was over in the woods last night. He said, we got the man that put them out there. Yeah, he said, mm-hmm. He was working to a ring factory in New York making these rings. And he stole about a whole gross of them. And he had sold them all except in that one box when he was on his way to Miami then with them. And the road patrolman got at him for a fetched tail light or something. But anyway, he knew that the patrolman caught them rings in the car. He wanted to know where he got them from. And he threw them out the car. And the patrolman said he thought he glimpsed something go out the car, but he was so in behind trying to catch the man until he didn't pay it no attention. So I said, I'm glad, I hope you're fine. He said, oh yeah, so next 2 or 3 weeks, Mr. Moyer sent for me. I said, what Mr. Moyer want, Mr. Dillon? He said, he wasn't going to talk with you. But I got on there. He said, well, Joe, he said, Vince, you were so nice in helping us catch you. A well-known criminal to society. So I'm going to give you a present. He gave her $25. I looked at her. I started, had a bad time. I said, thank you. He said, if you want to, he said, we're having something other. He said, all of teenagers who wanted to could volunteer to learn to be undercover. I told him, if I think of went back down there darting up, shooting, they know this thing, I was resigned. That's dangerous.
What's that?